On the Greek island of Rhodes, about 380 miles from Athens, a wildfire that's been burning for 5 days now and has spread has forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of tourists from seaside resorts. If negotiators don't come to terms, UPS employees could go on strike soon after their current contract expires July 31st. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien says it's time for the company to pay its employees what they're worth.
They've rewarded Wall Street, they've rewarded CEO, they've rewarded high-level management people who have never touched a package. Now it's time to reward the people that touch those packages.
UPS said today it plans to resume talks with the Teamsters Union on Tuesday. The strike by film and TV actors is going into a second week, with many observers saying it may be a long fight. Among the sticking points, wages and the use of artificial intelligence. Entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel.
Labor has been burned in the past by language that didn't evolve with technology, and they are very concerned that whatever the capabilities and whatever the limitations of generative AI may be right now, that if they don't get sufficient guardrails, they never will.
Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election continues to grow.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp confirms he has been contacted by the special counsel, and political scientist Larry Sabato is not surprised.
He and his associates have been contacting the key political leaders and governmental leaders in quite a number of states.
The head of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia says it's clear Jack Smith is doing his homework.
When the special counsel presents his findings in court, I think people will be not surprised, but impressed.
Making the job of the Trump legal team all the more difficult. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
In Israel today, tens of thousands of people protested the prime minister's proposed judicial overhaul. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises,
yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 56, winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Lows level off around 59, tomorrow night partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Thank you. Radio on Civic Media, the double dip of Jane Lee Hooker to kick off Max Inc. Radio for this Saturday evening. That is Drive. Lucky before that, and we're oh so lucky because Jane Lee Hooker is coming to Atwood Fest. Atwood Fest, of course, July 29th and 30th. Jane Lee Hooker will be on the Clyde's Double Fill stage, closing out the night on Sunday, July 30th. It's going to be a great time. Hope to see you there. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Good evening
to you all.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Not much, man. How you doing? Jane Lee Hooker, we were just talking about them. And Rocker, they're on tour over in Europe right now.
Are they going to get back in time?
Actually, they're back from tour.
Oh, okay.
They're back in time, but they just got off a giant tour. They were in all kinds of countries, including Belgium, Denmark, Germany, France, Spain, all through the month of May and June.
Oh, I bet they're so happy to be back at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know they've had some big things going on. And, you know, obviously, as we like to call it, the before time, a lot of that had to go away. So they are just cranking it out right now. And they're going to be at Atwood Fest. I'm so excited.
When they were at Atwood Fest last time, what was it, 17, 18, something like that?
Yeah.
They were incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Just incredible. I think after the show, they were on the Heritage stage. They took time to meet the fans, sign autographs, take pictures. Yes. Mrs. Gay got a picture with them and a drumstick.
Yeah, yep, they sure did. And, you know, they came back to Orton Fest one other time, and it was kind of, a rainy, cold day for them on that time. And then we tried to bring them back to Atwood Fest for a return performance, but guess what? They were always touring Europe. And so this time we finally really had some luck where they said, oh, you know, we're going to be back in the States literally just before Atwood Fest. So I was like, oh, and then we got him. And so you know what? They turned this into a little Midwest tour.
Of course they did. That's what they do.
Right. You know, they're from New York City. So they're going to come out here. And then July 28th, they're going to be playing in Chicago before they get up into the Wisconsin area. They're going to be with the Evictions and the Cosmic Kicks at the Liars Club. And then they're going to be playing the Prairie Dog Blues Fest.
Oh, yeah. That's
on Saturday, July 29th. Yeah. And then they'll swing out here to Madison for July 30th.
Oh,
so they got a little mini Midwest.
And they don't stop. They don't stop. I'm so happy they're actually stopping for us in Madison.
Oh, it's like I said, we're lucky here.
Woo, yes.
Hey, so Atwood Fest, we're going to talk more about it later on in the show. It's happening the 29th, Saturday the 29th, Sunday the 30th. You can get the full band lineup, all the details at atwoodfest.com. Folks, we have a great show for you tonight. We have, as always, a star-packed show.
Mm-hmm.
Rocker, what's happening tonight, man?
Oh, Jimmy, I'll tell you in just 1 second. I know that we have Mustard Fest.
Yeah, Barry Levinson from
Barry Levinson. We're going to be talking to him. And then the Steepwater Band, they're coming to Atwood Fest, and we're going to get Jeff Massey on
and
the phone.
And they've been all over the country.
Oh, yeah, they're
man.
On tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 8:30, Jimmy.
Sugar Maple Music Festival.
That's right.
That's happening August 4th and 5th. And we're talking to Erin. She's one of the volunteers and organizers with Sugar Maple. Looking forward to talking with her about what they're expecting this year.
Love to hear what you're... Oh, go ahead, Rocker.
And then Maxie and Kevin.
Yeah!
Oh, yes.
Mr. Greg Delman from Studio 301 in Portage. We'll hear about what's going on up there.
And, of course, East Central Last Crack at 11 o'clock.
Rain raise you up. Be what you want to be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. Take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things I don't need on your strings. I'll be your stepping stone.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Herb Baker Field is the site of today's clash between the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors and the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, a game for the Raptors, which they did yesterday. They took down Battle Creek, were able to split that series, and a game which they won 6-2. It was a contest for them, which they needed a win. They lost five in a row prior to that, and then they took down Battle Creek. It was an inning which really posed for them. It was only one inning, the third inning, where they had five runs in the third inning, and then they got a run in the seventh, but it didn't matter at that point. They had good pitching. They had hitting as well, six hits and six runs because of that, so they got runs in at the right moment. So it was big for them to get back to winning ways and find a way to get in the win column, because they much needed to do that. So losers of six of their past seven coming into yesterday, but a big win. And now you look to today to take down an Ox Spiders team who's been feeling really good about themselves. They've have won three straight games in a row. They have been really solid, to say the least. It's the tied for their longest win streak of the season, and the second time they've done that, and also they've won five of their past six. And in this three-game winning streak, they've done very well. They've outscored their opponents 15-8, so they've really played a lot better baseball, and they're just taking it game by game now. Talking with their staff, they said they're really just starting to take it game by game, and they're not worrying about what happened before, because they're a team that in the first half really didn't play well. They were fifth in the Great Lakes West Division, really weren't in the contention for playoffs the entire way through, but here now in the second half, they're only a half game back of Madison, and they're a game and a half back of the Raptors, a game and a half ahead of the Raptors. Raptors right now sit at 8-10. They're tied for fourth, which is a three-way tie, which them, Green Bay, and Lakeshore. So it's all bundled up in the Great Lakes West. They're going to have to look to get back to a win today to push them forward, because they just didn't really start their best. They were, 2-1-4 to start, and they won five straight, and then from there, they just really kind of haven't really found their mojo. They were 7-5, now 8-10, so 1-4 in their past five games, and in this past five, they've been had batting a .223. They've only had 35 hits, so them against Fond du Lac is a really interesting series. They lead the season series 5-3. They're 3-1 here at Herb Baker Field. But Fond du Lac's last win at Herb Baker came back on June the 2nd, so they haven't beaten the Raptors in quite a while here at their home turf. So looking to change that, in their regards. They're batting a .212 against the Knox Spiders, though, with 26 runs in eight games. That's a little over three runs a game on average. They've also had 55 hits. So a lot of the games between these two teams have been very close. Every time the Raptors have won, it's been by two runs or less. So we see when these teams go at it, it's very close. The only game that really that Fond du Lac won by more than three runs was the first game they won here back on June the 2nd. They won 9-6. And then the game on July 3rd, which knocked the Raptors out of the playoffs, they won 6-2. Every other game the Raptors have won, and also Fond du Lac has won, has been very close scoring. It's been around two to three runs, a little bit less than that at times. So the Raptors' second game here against the Knox Spiders, they won 1-0. Every time they've played them, it's been about 3-1, 2-0. Very close scoring, so these teams match up very well with each other. So Raptors, though, they need to get back to a win once more to fight their way, because you look at it right now, they played 18 games in the second half, they got 18 more to go, and if they don't finish first in the Great Lakes West, they will be out of the playoffs for, which would be, again, they made it last year, But this year, coming into it, they were looking to make the playoffs, so they didn't do that. So they're going to have to find a way to get back to winning ways, and they certainly can do that. Kalen Graham is getting the start on the mound, and the pitcher, who's got a 2-2 record for the Raptors, he's had a great command, though, throws a lot of fastballs. He's at 31 and a third innings pitch. He's allowed 25 hits, surrendered 14 runs, but has had 27 strikeouts. So the right-hander given the nod today, Alex Duffy at catcher, Garrett Broussard at first, Chris Goniff at second, Jorge Degani back in the lineup at third, Aiden Brewer at shortstop, Brendan Bobo at left, Ty Johnson at center, and Orlando Lordoy at right field. The DH today, Kyle Carlson. So these two teams right now, we'll get into the Dock Spiders lineup in just a moment and how these teams break down against each other. First pitch coming up in about 10 minutes as the national anthem is here upon us. We'll take a quick step aside on WFHR.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Herb Baker Field as the Dock Spiders, for them, they have an order today, which they're going with Amar Sengeg on the mound, the University of Texas Dallas product, and the College Station natives makes his ninth start of the season for the Dock Spiders. He posts a 4.93 ERA. He's got a 2-4 record. He's surrendered 50 hits, 30 runs, 25 of those have been earned, but has also struck out 36 batters, so he's been impressive to say the least. He's been, you know, streaky at times. The Raptors have faced him before. You take it back to when Sengeg played against the Raptors on June the 22nd and went four innings, allowed seven hits, three runs, but had three strikeouts. So the right-hander today will be making what would be another appearance for him as Sengeg on the mound. Paul Smith at catcher. Seth Sweetchick, the Australian native, at first. Jacob Anderson, the Michigan State product, at second. Jake Serene at third. Jack Gorman at shortstop, Travis Strickler at left, Connor Cooney at center, and Paul Whitman, the German product. So he's all the way from Germany. So two internationals for the Dock Spiders, but they're a team, though, that really is streaky at times. You know, we've seen them right now three games in a row have won five of their past six. They're playing great baseball, so the Raptors are going to have to look to slow them down. But they're batting .234 as a team. That's 22nd in the Northwoods League. They have 422 hits as a team in total, which is 17th. 225 RBIs, which is 20th in the Northwoods League. And they also have a 18th in the Northwoods League in home runs. They have a 4.92 ERA. So for them, they bat towards the lower half, but the Rafters, unfortunately, are right there with them. Wisconsin Rapids as a team, but they bat a 241. They're tied for 19th in the Northwoods League, 428 hits, which is 15th. But which is interesting stat for them, 225 RBIs, 21st as a team, and they strike out a lot, 440 times, which poses fourth overall in the league. They're third in fielding percentage, though, second in innings pitched. They have second for saves in the league, so they have great defensive stats. The only problem with them is offensively, they really struggle. So that will be the key today. Can the offense get going early? Because you take it back to when the Rafters played against the Noxbiters back on July the 14th, and this was an interesting game. Fond du Lac took the first game of that series 2-1. It was a really fast-moving game, a pitcher's duel. They both went at it defensively. But the next game, Fond du Lac took an early 1-0 lead. The Rafters responded with four unanswered runs. But then out of nowhere, the Noxbiters, five unanswered runs. They made it 6-4. And then the Rafters responded with four runs to close out that game. They won 8-6. So a really odd game that was. And it was really back and forth. And both those teams went toe-to-toe. So Wisconsin Rapids, you know, for them, they're 28-25 overall, which is they have the third best Great Lakes West Division overall record. So they're two games back of first, though. They're 15-15 at home. They do better on the road. They're 13-10, and obviously 3-1 here at Herb Aker Field. So losing five straight games, which was the longest streak of the season, and they've lost six of their past eight, though. So you have to look behind that and say, all right, how can we get back to the way we know how to play baseball? And that's with great pitching and offensively being solid. So we'll find out how these two teams get set here in about 4 minutes from Herb Aker Field. Stay with us here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Herb Aker Field as Wisconsin Rapids and Fond du Lac just moments away for getting game number 55 of 72 here underway. So it's the 28th home game for the Noxbiters. So for them, they only have about eight more home games after this. So Wisconsin Rapids, though, you know, after this game, they have, this is game, went for 19 more games left. So there's six home games left, and they have 12 away games. So they'll be on the road quite a bit. But fortunate for the fans at Witterfield and the locals of Wisconsin Rapids, the last two games of the season, they're both at home. They have a series against Green Bay. So hopefully by that time, this team can be inching towards the playoffs and hopefully have a postseason record this season, because last year, you take it to the 57-15. They set the season-high wins all time in the Northwoods League. And then, unfortunately for them, they had a lot of players leave, just going back to school, getting back to their life. And it really struggled from there. So they lost in the, subdivisional to the Kalamazoo Growlers. If they won that, they would have been on the way to the championship game. But that really struggled for them. It was unfortunate, but nonetheless, they had an historic season. So this season, they had, you take it back to July the 3rd, which was a really tough game for the Rafters. They win that game. Well, they do have a postseason. It was the Dock Spiders who ruined that. Fond du Lac came in and just outplayed the Rafters. You know, quite frankly, they just beat them 6-2. Wisconsin Rapids felt that game. There's a lot of pressure on them because everybody knew that if they won that game, they would have clinched the playoffs. So we'll see how this goes, looking to get back to what they know best, and that's winning baseball. Ty Johnson will lead off for the Rafters, a guy that's had 50 hits on 179 at-bats. He bats a 279. He's got 30 runs, 28 walks. He leads the team in at-bats, hits, runs, and walks. So Sengig, the first offering down the plate. Amar Sengig, a guy that's appeared against the Rafters on June the 22nd, he's pitched 45 and a two-thirds innings as total. He'll set the 0-1 on Johnson, flies this out left side, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes here on Ty Johnson, who went 1-for-4 yesterday with an RBI against Battle Creek. So he's been here from the start. And the 0-2 to Johnson flies left backside, goes behind home plate into the netting. So Johnson staying alive. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. Amar Sengig. College Station, Texas. The right-hander turns and fires. Johnson hits a high fly ball that's drifting away in foul territory. Running after it is Strickler. Can't make the grab in time. So Wisconsin Rapids in there. Red tops with the gold Rafters logo on the front and the gold numbers on the back. They have the black leggings. What's interesting for the Dock Spiders, they're in a, different uniforms today. They're honoring Hispanic Heritage Night, so they're in their Arañez de Muelle uniforms. It says that on the front. It's got light blue tops with kind of the dark blue logos on the back, and Sengig fires low for the first ball this game, 1-2. So Arañez de Muelle is Spanish for Dock Spiders. So that's where that comes from, and they have the white leggings down below. The 1-2 low on a fastball at 88, 2-2. So a lot of ground outs we've seen from Johnson. Come towards the right part of the infield. He is a left-hander, so it makes sense. Sengig, the 2-2 to Johnson, just up above the zone. He's throwing three straight balls, and the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Amar Sengig on the first base, on the third base side of the slab. The 3-2, Johnson skies this in the air into shallow left center. Strickler runs after it and makes the easy catch for one down. So Jorge Degatti, it's his turn to step in. 34 hits for him in total on 107 at-bats. He didn't appear in the lineup yesterday. Bats a 318. Which is first on the team. So Degatti at third base. A guy that's really started to swing the bat a lot better. Sengig at a fastball. Now and one. No balls, a strike. Well, one gone. Johnson flies out to left. Jorge Degatti, the Indiana Hoosier, will see the 0-1 and a check swing low as he did come across 0-2. So 0-2 count. Ron Degatti, Sengig has done really well. Back-to-back batters where he's gone a two-strike count and does that here. He turns and fires and sweeps lower the zone. An off-speed pitch, 1-2. So a ball, two strikes. One gone. Senkig, the fourth offering, up above the zone. And Degani stays strong, and he sees two balls and two strikes now. One gone. Here, top of the first. The second batter this game, the 2-2 and a changeup low. 3-2. So once more, another full count. Senkig has done well to get ahead in the count, but then has found himself throwing balls at three straight of them. The 3-2 fly it away right side. And Jorge Degani staying alive here in this count. Out of Miami, Florida. And went to high school at Belen Jesuit. Was a highly highly rated recruit. As a swing and a drive into left center field. Heading back. And this bounces before the wall. Degani on his way to second. The throw from Cooney. And just gets it back in time. Jorge Degani with a double. So putting himself in scoring position, Orlando Lordoy, the right fielder. Bats a 316, second on the team. But how about Jorge Degani? A drive in the left center. This feels a little bit wider than the Rafters' home park at Winterfield. 400 to dead center, 330 to right and left. Senkig looks at second. There's one gone. He fires on Lordoy. Up in high and a ball this time, 1-0. One gone. Degani at second. Lordoy, six hits on 19 at-bats and sees his strike, 1-1. He's got a home run this season as well. He homered against Kalamazoo back last week. He had a solo shot to right field. The 1-1 from Senkig as Lordoy fouls his right side, 1-2. So a ball, two strikes with one down. Lordoy batted a 4-0-1 at Benedictine University at Mesa. 227 at-bats. So just incredible numbers for the Panamanian. The 1-2 and a ground ball that pulls away right field line. Senkig looks in. Over at second now. And the 1-2 to Lordoy. And is it a swing and a miss this time? Lordoy goes down. And that puts strike number three. So two gone. Lordoy a little bit frustrated with that. He strikes out swinging. And that's the first strikeout of Senkig's day. This brings up Brendan Bobo. So Bobo went 0-4 last night. But a guy that leads a team in home runs with 8 and also 31 RBIs. So he's first in the team. And Senkig delivers outside for a ball. 1-0. So Bobo, a Northwoods League All-Star for his second season for the Rafters. And a changeup paints the zone at 1-1. Native of Santa Cruz, California, the team MVP last season. He batted a .298, 17 home runs, which was first in the league. Two gone, the 1-1 to Bobo. And just paints the zone for a strike, 1-2. So Mar Senkig has given up a double, but it would be a good response for him if he can record another strikeout. Bobo has other ideas. The 1-2 to Bobo. Swing and a miss this time. Bobo goes down as a double for Jorge Degani. Can't get home because of it. We head to the bottom of the first. 0-0 here so far at Herb Akerfield.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first inning, Joey Fearon with you here on WFHR as Connor Cooney will lead off for the Knox Spiders. So the rafters got a double from Degani, but back-to-back strikeouts from Lordoy and Bobo. So Wisconsin Rapids on the defensive side has been very good. Kalen Graham is the one orchestrating the defense today. And a guy that has 10 games appeared in with a 2-2 record, a 2.87 ERA, and the right-hander from Tampa, Florida, will set in on Connor Cooney, who bats a 256, 20 RBIs for him, and he throws a strike. The 2-2 record comes because he won versus Green Bay and Madison, but lost versus Traverse City on June 26th. And just picked up a loss as a swing and a ground ball to charging Brewer at short and the throw to first, and he gets him one down. So the shortstop, Jack Gorman from Presbyterian College. He'll step in. Bats a 231, 23 RBI. He's got four home runs as well, which leads the team. So he's been solid, and nonetheless, as Kalen Graham, the first delivery on Gorman, and just up above the zone at a ball this time, 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down. Set in fire, Gorman hits a high fly ball in the center. Johnson walks towards it and lets it drop in his glove for two down. So Travis Strickler, the left fielder now, bats a 318, leading the team in batting average, 17 RBIs. Just like that, two down for the Rafters. So Strickler out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical and the Glendale, Arizona native. An on-base percentage of a 420. Two gone. Graham sets and serves at a strike this time, 0-1. Travis Strickler, a reliable left fielder and a great hitter. The 0-1 count, one away for the Rafters. As the 0-1 just up above the zone of the ball, 1-1. So a ground out to short and a fly out to center. Sets in now for the third delivery and fouled left side out of play. 1-2. A ball, two strikes, and two gone. The count runs at 1-2. Graham will set in. He'll turn the 1-2 home and popped out back behind home plate once more. So Strickler working the count, getting up in the pitch count for Graham. Be interesting to see who comes in after him. because Mekhi Negrete inactive today. Two down, a ball and two strikes. Graham turns, winds, and fires home just outside of the zone on the left edge of the fastball at 85, 2-2. So one hit for the Rafters, none yet for Fond du Lac. Given it is only the third batter in the order. The 2-2 home, swinging a fly ball that's drifting into left field. Bobo comes after it and makes an easy catch for the third out. So the Rafters go up 3-up and 3-down. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the second inning we go. Garrett Broussard will step in the batter's box for the Rafters. The Dock Spiders defense retired the side in four batters. Johnson flew out to left. Degani doubled. Lordoy and Bobo both struck out swinging. So Senge Garney up to two strikeouts as Garrett Broussard, 34 hits in total this season, bats a 215, sees the first delivery in for a strike. So Broussard yesterday went 1-for-2 with a run. He was hit by a pitch twice. He'll see the 0-1 swing and a miss low, 0-2. Got him on a breaking ball at 81. No two count. With nobody gone, Broussard, Carlson, and Conniff are all set to bat. The 0-2, Broussard flies this out back behind home plate. So Garrett Broussard, once again in his second season as well. He batted a 258 last year for the Rafters with five home runs. And the 0-2 misses low. Broussard strikes out. That's back-to-back-to-back strikeouts. Three straight of them for Sengag. So Kyle Carlson, 11 hits. He bats a 256. Up to 8 RBIs. And yesterday played his first full game yesterday since June the 13th. Went 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. So Carlson will see the delivery in for a ball. 1-0. Sengag will regather once more. Rafters with a hit from Degatti. And throws in low for a ball. 2-0 count. Two away. Amar Sengag turns, winds, and delivers in. And just can't paint the zone that time. It comes inside of the ball, 3-0. It was a fastball that really couldn't work in the zone. So Carlson, one ball away from getting walked and putting a runner on. The 3-0, right down the plate. That's a fastball, 3-1. So Carlson DHing for the Rafters. Yesterday played first base. was subbed out later in that game for Lordoy. The 3-1 up above the zone. Carlson will get walked. He'll go to first, and that puts a runner on for the Rafters. Chris Conniff, the second baseman. A 255 batter, 23 RBIs. He's been walked 22 times, though. He's been disciplined at the plate. Also had a good day yesterday. Went 1-for-3. Had a 2 RBI evening. So let's put Carlson at first. Senga looks over there now. And we'll set in on Conniff. Paints the zone with a strike on the bottom part. 0-1. A 1 count. Chris Conniff, the left-hander, with the bat on his shoulder. He'll see the second delivery. High in the strike zone, 1-1. Carlson at first. Nobody yet for the Doxbatters has gotten on base. The Rafters have had two of them. Sengig checks over at first. Carlson on time and puts his hand at the bag before he can get tagged. 1-1 count with one down. Top of the second. And the 1-1 home. Conniff, a fly ball left side, goes out of play once more. 1-2. So coming into Fond du Lac, there was a lot of rain. There was the tarp on. It was a storm that passed through. Lightning, thunder, all of the above. But the Rafters and Oxbiters were able to play because storm just passed through. So fortunate that the weather held out. And the 1-2 to Conniff. And paints in for a strike. Conniff goes down looking. And Amar Sengeg up to 4 strikeouts through 7 batters. Aiden Brewer now with 1 hit on 5 at-bats. Bats a 200, so a returning Rafter where he batted a 190 last season. He had 142 at-bats, 27 hits, 28 runs. Also 4 home runs as well. Sengeg the delivery. And paints the zone again with a strike, 0-1. So Alex Duffy on deck. But we'll see if he gets to bat. The 0-1 to Brewer. And a fly out right side. And once more, a foul. 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 gone. Sengeg shakes it off and does once more. He'll now put the ball in his glove. Comes set, turns, winds. The 0-2 home, and Brewer hits a high fly ball that is pulling into the first base side, and making the grab is Seth Sweetchick for the third out. So bottom of the second, Wisconsin Rapids and Knoxbutters scoreless through 1.5. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows of aloft around 56, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. Lows dip down to about 59. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 63.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the second inning, as Wisconsin Rapids and the Dock Spiders, 0-0 is the score. Jacob Anderson, the Michigan State Spartan, and a rising redshirt sophomore from Oakland, Michigan, batting at 242. He's got a home run in which he homered against the Rafters back in that series on the July 16th, when he had a home run to left field. So an 0-1 count. Kalen Graham sets in once more. He'll look on Anderson.